The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. The other phone number I want to continue to remind you of, just today and tomorrow, after tomorrow, no more. 800-YES-WORD, that is the number for the Bible League, because we are at 21,445. Had to do a little quick math in my head. $21,445. $550, we could be at $22,000. I think we're already in record-setting territory. I can't ever remember a Bible League campaign with this kind of wonderful, wonderful generosity. But another $500, we'd be at $22,000. Our goal was 12. But remember, nearly 130,000 people will be impacted because of the Bibles that you are providing. So 800-YES-WORD, you can continue to give today, tomorrow, 800-YES-WORD. Or you can go online at thewordcolumbus.com and simply click on the Bible League banner. Just got a Facebook message from one of our listeners, said, hey, how do I give online? You go to thewordcolumbus.com. That's our website, thewordcolumbus.com. There you will see the Bible League banner. Click on it. And it is secure, easy, and very fast to give. Here's the headline. Indiana to lift mask mandate. This is from Cincinnati.com. That's not all of the headline. Indiana to lift mask mandate. When will Ohio and Kentucky lift mask mandates? Well, that's a good question. Here in Ohio, if the governor sticks to his guns and requires, what is it, 50 per 100,000, I believe is what his goal is. If he sticks to that, it's going to be a long time. Many, many other states around the United States are going to lift their mask mandates before Ohio. If he sticks to that. So we'll see. But there is more and more pressure because Alan is my engineer du jour today. Jeff is on vacation. Alan, would you like to guess how many states across America either do not have a mask mandate or did and have lifted the mandate? Would you like to take a guess?
Is it in the 20s?
Don't do that.
Sorry.
I asked you for a guess. Twenty questions.
Okay, I'm going to say 23.
Well, you're really close.
I know.
What do you mean you know?
I heard a number the other day.
Oh, you smart aleck. You cheated.
It was close. That's why I said it was in the 20s.
Yeah. 20.
Okay.
20 states are either lifting or have lifted their mask mandate. And let me give you a rundown of them. Alaska, Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Iowa, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming. And we can add Indiana to the list as well.
Now, how many of those actually never had one? Does it say?
I don't know. We could find it out, but I honestly don't know.
Okay.
I do know. 15. I remember that from a past story.
So I thought it
15
was, yeah. I thought it
never
was,
had mask yeah. mandates. So now five more have lifted them, and Indiana will be the sixth, I believe. Here is the most important thing for me. In the states that had the mask mandates and have lifted them, none of them have seen a surge. None of them. Florida saw a decline when they lifted the mask mandate. Now, there are still counties in Florida that have mandates in place. Tampa, well, I can't remember the name of the county, but they have a mask mandate in place.
It's not Broward County, is it?
Maybe. It might be Broward County. And I was just there, I should know. But anyway, Texas. When Texas lifted their mask mandate, the president of the United States famously said, they're Neanderthals. There has been no surge. In fact, there has been a decline in new cases in Texas. Now, that could change because of what's going on at the border. Hundreds of these immigrants coming across the border are testing positive for COVID. Somewhere in my stack, I've got how many unaccompanied children are in quarantine right now because they have tested positive with COVID. And it's a significant number. So the Texas numbers could be skewed simply because of the illegal immigrants coming across their border that are COVID positive.
Tampa is in Hillsborough County.
Hillsborough County. All right, Hillsborough.
I think Broward might be Miami.
Could be.
Yeah. You always hear about Broward County and a lot of crime going on there. Anyway.
So anyway, Indiana is the latest state. Governor DeWine said he will lift all mask mandates, all emergency actions, when the cases drop to 50 per 100,000. Today, it was 143.8. We're a long, long ways away from having the mandates lifted here in Ohio. But again, the pressure is going to mount on the governor because the data is suggesting that the numbers actually decline when the mask mandate is lifted. And we've seen what's happened in California and New York as they have been the most rigid in their enforcement of lockdowns, mask mandates, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, and by the way, the new law that came in, well, it won't be enforced for 90 days. SB 22, which takes much of the unilateral authority away from the governor and the Department of Health and shares it with the legislature, which is the way it should be. Why do we want a dictator? I mean, seriously, why do we want a dictator? But anyway, Governor DeWine vetoed it, and that veto was overridden, so that will become law, but not for 90 days. Now, this is funny. This is hysterical. Joy and I live in a certain neighborhood in Westerville, and we have this next door email thing. Probably every neighborhood in Central Ohio has a next door and then your neighborhood, you know, Clintonville or whatever. Well, we're in Westerville. This morning, I pulled up my email and looked at next door in our subdivision. And the first post was some man saying, I can't believe what the legislature did. They took away the governor's authority to protect us. I am sick and tired of these people, and I am moving out of the state. I am not making this up. Because the legislature overrode the veto of the governor and took away basically what were dictatorial powers This dude is sick and tired and he's moving. I so much wanted to just post, bye. I didn't. But my flesh wanted to. Really? It's like, remember all the celebrities that said, if Donald Trump is elected, I'm going to move out of the United States. I don't think a single one of them did. They should have. We would be better. Well, anyway. All right. Enough of that. Let's take a break. My number.
All right. Fort Lauderdale is Broward County. Sorry. I'm doing a geography lesson today, so I have to study up here.
Okay. All right. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Chris, I'll be coming to you when we return.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. It is it's 22 minutes after the top of the hour. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. And that is the number that Chris on the southeast side of Columbus called. Chris, welcome. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Bob. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I just want to report in. I was in Texas last week, and of course, as you were mentioning, they have gotten rid of the mask mandates and some other things. But honest to goodness, it's like nothing changed down there. Virtually everybody, and I was in cities, I was in rural areas, I was in Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, El Paso, and a lot of points in between. And virtually everybody was still wearing a mask, and most businesses were still insisting that you wear a mask to enter. So, I mean, it's not like everybody just threw the mask away and all of a sudden the COVID numbers start dropping. It's not like that. It's not like the Wild West. It is still very much like the stuff's still implemented.
Yeah, that's very interesting, Chris, and I really appreciate your reporting that and your perspective. Because in Texas, I mean, President Biden flipped out and the liberals flipped out and Fauci flipped out and everybody in Texas was going to die and they were going to have mass graves because of the people who died. It's still voluntary in Texas. And you're right. Most of the larger corporations are still requiring it, which they can if they want to. Target, Walmart. And others that I've heard of.
I'm talking about mom-pop gas stations. Yeah. I'm talking about mom-pop restaurants. I mean, it's not just the big outfits.
I have a theory as to why. Why do you think that is, if it's not required? Why do you think that is?
Well, several possibilities, but I believe number one is that it's become much more normal to wear those types of things and to be able to insist on it. Number two is there is still deep concern that this virus is so easily transferable and can cause havoc on people. And I think those are the two major things. But again, you know, we were a little concerned because we're elderly. We have those pre-existing health conditions that make us very vulnerable. And we went down there and were quite surprised at the number of places. I mean, we thought it was going to be the Wild West. And, you know, Texas is very independent. Texas is very conservative. And people would be like, they're gone. And it wasn't that way. You know, so again, you know, the numbers not going up isn't reflective of opening the state up. And, yeah, there's always a knee-jerk reaction to it. I mean, conservatives knee-jerk, liberals knee-jerk.
True.
But it is not a wide open society out there with regard to masks. I mean, all the hotels that, you know, the places that have the breakfast and so forth, they are still in COVID mode. You know, if you have a hot breakfast, they serve it to you. You don't go to the little entree station to help yourself anymore.
All right.
So, I mean, that's even more restrictive than what we have here in Ohio. You go to the Dear Dutchman, you can self-serve again at the buffet. you know, so
You had to bring that up, didn't you? I didn't have lunch. You had to bring that up, didn't you, Chris?
Well, I know that you've spoken out there many times, so I know you're familiar with it.
Very, very familiar with the whole operation. They're great, great people.
Yes, they are.
See, we are programmed, and I think there is still an enormous amount of fear.
Well, as there should be. This is a very deadly disease.
For some people.
I was listening. Well, yes. Well, for everybody, because it is a weird disease, because there are, I mean, I have a high probability of getting this thing, and I have not cloistered under a rock. I've been out and about. And, you know, there are people that are cowering in a corner. I am not doing that, but I've not been touched by it. I know some other people who have been out and about as much as I have, and they have had everything from mild conditions to very serious conditions to, I have a relative who is currently on the balance between being here on Earth and being in mm-hmm. the hereafter. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he had no pre-existing conditions. It just hammered him.
The facts are, and I am in the high risk area. I am. And I've been very fortunate. God has protected and preserved my wife and I. We wear the mask when we're out, but we have basically lived a normal life for the entire last year. We have gone anywhere we wanted to go and done anything, you know. But anyway, looking at the facts, if you are under 60, it is, even if you get it, you are like, if you're under 60, you got a 99% chance that it's not going to affect you seriously at all. If you're under 60, if you are under 40, it's unheard of. There have been some rare cases. If you're under 30, you don't have anything to worry about at all with COVID. For some people, some groups, it has been very, very dangerous, but for most of the population, it really hasn't.
The thing is that everybody is assuming that you're wearing the mask to protect yourself from other people, when in fact, the mask wearing is to protect other people from you. It's to transfer the disease from you and I to somebody else if we are carrying it and don't know it.
Yeah.
I was listening to your FM station today, and the midday guy was on there talking about he was disappointed in seeing Biden still wearing a mask because he's been inoculated. You can still carry the disease if you've been inoculated. Your chances of getting knocked out by it are slim now.
Well, your chances of, but from what I'm reading, and again, there is so much controversy over this. From what I'm reading, if you have been fully vaccinated, the chances of you spreading it is less than 5%.
But still, that's 5%. That is, you know, do you want the drunk walking by your house and there's a 5% chance he'll urinate on your lawn? I mean, you don't want that.
I don't think that's apples to apples.
It's close enough. It is close enough because it's a very serious disease. And, you know, I don't know. It's common sense, and it's a courtesy. You know, it's just a courtesy. And a lot of people, you know, say, don't have to worry about courtesy anymore.
All right. Hey, Chris, I got to go. Music's playing. That means I got to go. Thank you for the call. Thank you for the report. I appreciate it very, very much. We'll be right back.